Hello there. This is Dave Smith from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and you're listening to Triangle Bulletin Board. The next half hour, I'll be reading about events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months, as reported from various sources. Now, the content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. Well, this program, we're going to start out with the Carolina Theater in Durham. On West Morgan Street, the phone numbers to call for more information, 919-560-3030 or 888-241-8162. Okay, Wednesday, July 8th, it's Jody Messina. For her new album, and the forward-thinking country rock star took a crowdfunding website, Kickstarter.com, to create it for her fans and with her fans. Her fans helped Jody surpass her $100,000 goal, making her campaign the most successful one to come out of Nashville and, at the time of completion, the 15th largest funded music campaign in Kickstarter.com history. Tickets for Jody Messina's concert, $32. The concert is at 8 on Wednesday, July 8th. Then Wednesday and Thursday, July 15th and 16th, American Dance Festival, Ballet Folkloric Kutumba. Monday, July 20th, Rob Bell, Everything is Spiritual Tour. Friday, July 31st, Erica Campbell and Friends. Eclectic, compelling, and at times risky. Erica Campbell consistently stays true to her foundation with continuing to push the boundaries of gospel music. Tickets start at $39. Performance is at 8. Saturday, August 1st, it's the Crazy Guys, the Flying Karamazov Brothers. Tickets start at $32. Performances at 2 and 8. Thursday, August 6th, Bozkaggs. Fans who have followed Skaggs' remarkable career dating back to the late 60s with the Steve Miller Band, his solo triumphs with such classic albums as Silk Degrees and Middleman, and the splendid assurance of late-period high points like Some Change and Dig, will instantly recognize Skaggs' characteristically deft touch as a singer. Tickets start at $37. The concert is at 8. I didn't write that one. Friday, August 28th, Iris DeMent, the last of 14 kids born in Arkansas and raised in Southern California. DeMent spent her childhood immersed in gospel and traditional country music. Infamous Angel, initially issued on Rounder in 1992, before being picked up by Warner Brothers, immediately established her as a promising and talented artist. Tickets for Iris DeMent on Friday, August 28th start at $30. The show is at 8. Monday, August 31st, Kebe Mo. Over the past two decades, Kebe has cultivated a reputation as a modern master of American roots music, through the understated excellence of his live and studio performances. B.B. King, Buddy Guy, the Dixie Chicks, Joe Cocker, Robert Palmer, and Tom Jones have all recorded his songs. Tickets start at $27. Again, the concert is at 8. Friday, September 4th, comedian Jim Jeffries with the Freedom Tour. Now, this is not freedom as in freedom, but Freedom Tour, F-R-E-E-D-U-M-B. Jim Jeffries established himself as one of the outstanding comedians of his generation with the prestigious one-hour HBO special, I Swear to God. Tickets start at $39.50. The show is at 8 o'clock. Sunday, September 13th, the Milk Carton Kids, cultural purveyors from Garrison Keillor to T-Bone Burnett to Billy Bragg, have hailed the duo's importance among a group of new folk bands, both expanding and contradicting the rich tradition that precedes them. Yet while some of the band's many accolades reference a specific genre, The duo quickly transcends those tags with clear inflections of jazz, classical, even the dark lyricism of modern alternative. Tickets start at $27. The concert it is $8. And then on Monday, September 14th, Zappa plays Zappa, the one-size-fits-all 40th anniversary tour. Tickets start at $27, and the performance starts at 8 o'clock. Moving over to Duke performances, phone numbers there, 919-660-3356, and the box office number, 919-684-4444. Okay, Wednesday, July 8th, Alice Gerard and Raina Gellert, Duke Gardens at 7 o'clock. Wednesday, July 15th, Music Maker Review, Boo Hanks, John D. Holman, Ironing Board Sam, and Williette Hinton. It's again, Duke Gardens at 7 o'clock. Wednesday, July 22nd, and I think I murder this every time I read it, Diali Sissoko and Kira Ba. I hope I get it right. Wednesday, July 29th, Music Maker Review, Pat Mother Blues Cohen, and Big Ron Hunter. Nothing scheduled for the month of August currently. Moving on to September, Thursday, September 10th, Mahmoud Ahmed, Reynolds Industries Theaters at 8 p.m. In the early 70s, Ethiopia experienced a golden age of popular music with the rise of Ethio Jazz, a mesmerizing blend of zigzagging modal melodies and diminished harmonies played against a funky six-beat groove. At the center of the scene was vocalist Mahmoud Ahmed, who has been hailed as one of the most exhilarating singers of the past half century. That from The New Yorker. Tickets $34 and $28, $15 for ages 30 and under, and $10 for Duke students. Thursday, September 17th, Lula Pena at Nelson Music Room, 8 o'clock. Portuguese singer-songwriter Lula Pena's longing lyrics and wandering guitar lines descend from the Fado tradition, which originated 200 years ago in Lisbon and has since provided fertile ground for musical reinvention. Tickets $22, ages 30 and under $15, Duke students $10. Moving on to Back Porch Music on the Lawn. This is at American Tobacco Amphitheater, 919-433-1566. Concerts are free and held on Thursday evenings from 6 to 9. Coming up July 30th, Jeff Austin Band. August 13th, Music Maker All-Star Review. August 27th, American Aquarium. And on September 10th, closes out with Chatham County Line. All right, the Carolina Music Festival is coming up in several weeks. We'll start running now through July 31st, an Appalachian Summer Festival at Appalachian State University and some other nearby venues. Through August 1st, Eastern Music Festival. This is at Guilford College and other venues in Greensboro. July 1st through the 4th, Red, White, and Bluegrass Festival in Morganton. This is at Catawba Meadows Park. July 2nd through the 4th, Norris Creek Pig Pickin' and Barbecue Festival in Lewisburg. This is at Norris Creek. July 3rd and 4th, Ocean City Jazz Festival, North Topsail Beach. July 4th and 5th, Festival for the Eno in Durham. This is at West Point at the Eno City Park. July 9th through the 12th, Wild Goose Festival, Hot Springs. The Festival of Music, Art, and Christian Spirituality is modeled after the UK's Greenbelt Festival, which presents a slate of speakers along with musical performances. Only 2,000 tickets are sold. The site, Hot Springs Resort and Spa. July 11th and 12th, Music Fest in Sugar Grove. That's, of course, in Sugar Grove. And the site is at Cove Creek School. July 17th and 18th, Spruce Pine Barbecue Championship and Bluegrass Festival in Spruce Pine. The festival includes a sanctioned professional barbecue competition, live bluegrass, jamming stage, a cornhole tournament, championship clogging teams, a 5K and fun run, a kids' play area, arts and crafts, food vendors, including barbecue equipment and supplies vendors. Festival site is downtown Spruce Pine. July 17th through the 26th, Folkmoot, USA in western North Carolina. The festival also includes International Festival of Day and the Parade of Nations. Street fairs held in Waynesville. And sites for this, Waynesville and other mountain towns. July 18th is Barnstock in Hunterville. This is at the Brown Family Barn. July 23rd through the 26th, Nunn Brothers Bluegrass Festival in Mount Airy. The festival site is Nunn Brothers Music Park. July 24th through the 26th, Cape Fear Blues Festival in Wilmington. July 30th through August 1st, Pretty Fest Bluegrass Festival in Franklinton. The festival site is Green Hill Road. And July 31st through August 1st, 2 days, Reevestock Music Festival in Elkin. This is at Elkin's Hidden Amphitheater and Liberty Reception Hall. That's too easy. Elkin's Hidden Amphitheater. How are you going to go there if it's hidden? Nah. That's one of those ones where you get the drum sound. Pum-pum. Okay. The official Hopscotch Music Festival is coming up September 10th through the 12th. Will feature 130 bands of various clubs in downtown Raleigh. The event will also include concerts each night at City Plaza. All right, there are a number of free or low-cost summer concerts around the Triangle. We're going to start off today with Carolina Inn's Fridays on the Front Porch. It's in Chapel Hill. Enjoy free live music every Friday through October 3rd, 5 to 8 p.m. Raleigh's Oak City 7. The concerts are held on Thursdays from 5 to 10:30, City Plaza, Fayetteville Street, downtown Raleigh. Scheduled concerts are set for July 9th and 23rd and August 6th and 20th. Also, there's Pickin' in the Plaza, downtown Raleigh's free summer bluegrass concerts. Pickin' in the Plaza concerts are also held on Thursdays on the following dates this summer: July 2nd, 16th, and 30th, and August 13th and 27th. A Southern Summer Outdoor Concert Series through September 20th at Southern Village Chapel Hill. Free concerts on the Village Green each Sunday starting at 6. As always, Saturdays in Saxapahaw. And the weekly festivities include performances by top bands featuring bluegrass, back porch, blues, folk, gospel, Latin, Celtic, funk, roots, Americana, and old-time music. Festivities take place every Saturday from 5 to 8 through the end of August. Admission is free, though donations are appreciated. The Warehouse Blues Concert Series getting ready to kick off at Durham Central Park. The dates, July 10th, 17th, 24th, and July 31st. Again, that's the Warehouse Blues Concert Series at Durham Central Park. Chatham County's Bynum Front Porch Friday Night Music Series runs through September from 7 to 9 p.m. There's also Bynum Front Porch Pickin'. It takes place the second and fourth Saturdays each month from 10 to 2. Weaver Street Market, the store in Carrboro, After Hours Music on the Lawn, Thursdays 6:30 to 8:30. And at that site also, Jazz Brunch on Sundays from 11 to 1. At the Hillsboro store, Hillsboro Outdoors, every Thursday, 6 to 8. And at the Southern Village store, there's Wind Down Wednesdays, 5:30 to 7:30. Clayton's Town Square Concert Series. The Clayton Town Square concerts are always the third Thursday of every month through September. Concerts are 7 to 9 p.m. on the Town Square lawn. Audio description information as provided by Arts Access. Audio description is a narration service for individuals who are blind or have low vision. The audio describer provides an ongoing dialogue of events that are taking place. The patron using this service wears an earpiece so they can hear the describer explain the visual events taking place, providing a more robust experience to the listener. July 17th, that's a Friday, to Kill a Mockingbird, North Carolina Museum of Art Outdoor Movies at 9. Saturday, July 25th, the Buddy Holly Story, North Carolina Theater at 2 p.m. Saturday, August 22nd, Interstellar, North Carolina Museum of Art Movies at 8:30. By the way, Durham Performing Arts Center and Theater in the Park both have committed to offering audio description for any performance requested with a 2-week advance notice. Be sure to check their schedules for current performance listings. Also, Regal Entertainment Group has new accessibility technologies that are very exciting. They are making changes to accommodate people with and through assisted listening, closed captions, blind or low vision, and descriptive audio. Visit their site for more information. Call your local Regal Theater for information about specific showings. Additionally, North Hills Cinema is among the first in North Carolina to offer audio description on any date in any theater for any film that has the audio description encoded into the film. This innovative new technology is part of the Audio Description Project through the American Council for the Blind. To learn if the film you're interested in seeing has audio description, please contact the Regal North Hills Cinema at 919-786-4494. Switching to the North Carolina Museum of Art on Blue Ridge Road in Raleigh, the phone number for information, 919-839-6262. Friday, July 3rd, The Beast at 5:30. Friday, July 10th, Onyx Club Boys at 5:30. Saturday, July 11th, The Paris Combo at 8. Thursday, July 16th, The Punch Brothers at 8. Their music is not easily described, says New York writer Alec Wilkinson. It is certainly embedded in the mournful and wild-eyed territory of bluegrass, but if it is bluegrass, it is bluegrass played by musicians who have been schooled in jazz, classical music, and rock and roll, one of the most incredible bands this country has ever produced. That from T-Bone Burnett. Friday, July 24th, Teacup Gin, 5:30. Friday, July 31st, Peter Lamb and the Wolves at 5:30. This all at the North Carolina Museum of Art on Blue Ridge Road in Raleigh. Saturday, Friday, August 7th, Onyx Club Boys, 5:30. The following are all at 5:30. Friday, August 14th, Teacup Gin. Friday, August 21st, Sidecar Social Club. Friday, August 28th, Peter Lamb and the Wolves again. Friday, September 4th, The Hay Brothers. Friday, September 11th, Sidecar Social Club. And Friday, September 18th, the David Dyer Trio. That all at 5:30 at the North Carolina Museum of Art. Saturday, August 29th, an evening with the Mavericks. And Friday, September 25th, an evening with the Dawes. North Hills has several events going on each week. The Midtown Beach Music Series concerts are held at the Commons. Are held on Thursday nights and run through August 6th. Coming up July 2nd is Too Much Sylvia. July 9th, Steve Owens and Summertime. July 16th, The Tams. July 23rd, Liquid Pleasure. July 30th, Band of Oz. And it's closed out August 6th with The Embers featuring Craig Woolard. Now, the Midtown Bluegrass Series concerts are held Sundays at Midtown Park from 5 to 7. August 16th, it's Flat Lonesome. September 20th, Billy Strings and Don Julin. October 18th, Frank Sullivan and Dirty Kitchen. And there's also Friday Night Tributes. Every Friday from August 14th through October 16th, Midtown Events will be hosting the Friday Night Tribute Series at Midtown Park. This series, now in its second season, will feature feel-good music that we all know and love from 7 to 9 again on Friday nights. Good Night's Comedy Club rundown for the coming weeks. July 2nd through the 4th, it's Tommy Blaze. July 7th through the 11th, John Reap. July 16th through the 18th, Donnell Rawlings. July 23rd through the 25th, Dan Soder. July 30th and August 1st, Jay Farrow. August 7 and 8, Fortune Feimster. August 13th through the 16th, Tommy Davidson. August 23rd, John Heffron. August 27th through the 30th, Arnez J. And on September 16th, Tom Segura. Red Hat Amphitheater, South McDowell Street in Raleigh. More information available at 919-996-8800. Saturday, July 4th, Bare Naked Ladies with Violent Femmes and Colin Hay. Friday, July 17th, Slightly Stupid with Dirty Heads and The Expendables. Wednesday, July 22nd, Adina Menzel from Let It Go fame. Friday, July 24th, Will Downing, Neji, and Gerald Albright. Sunday, July 26th, The Smashing Pumpkins with Marilyn Manson. Tuesday, July 28th, My Morning Jacket. Friday, July 31st, Faith No More. Friday, August 7th, The Piano Guys. Monday, August 10th, Sublime with Rome, Revolution, and Pepper and Mickey Avalon. Wednesday, August 12th, Counting Crows with Citizen Cope and Hollis Brown. Thursday, August 20th, Australian Pink Floyd with Led Zeppelin II. Saturday, August 23rd, OAR. Friday, August 28th, Under the Sun Tour, Sugar Ray, Better Than Ezra, Uncle Cracker, and Eve 6. That's all through the month of August at Red Hat Amphitheater in downtown Raleigh. Here's the lineup at Carrie's Coca Booth Amphitheater on Regency Parkway. The number to call, 919-462-2025, and the box office number, 919-462-2052. On Saturday, July 4th, the Independence Day celebration at Coca Booth is free. Tuesday, July 7th, Tuesdays for Tots. Thursday, July 9th, it's the North Carolina Symphony Summerfest concert. North Carolina Symphony presents the Hot Sardines. Saturday, July 18th, Wheels of Soul 2015 Summer Tour. Tedeschi Trucks Band with Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings with special guest Doyle Bramhall II. Friday and Saturday, July 31st and August 1st, Beer, Bourbon, and Barbecue Festival. Last year's show was a sellout, so make sure you check. And this year is sure to repeat. Enjoy a great day of beer sipping, bourbon tasting, music listening, cigar smoking, and barbecue eating. Tuesday, August 4th, Tuesday for Tots. Wednesday, August 5th, Girls Night Out, Boys Can Come Too Tour. Christina Perry and Kobe Calais. Sunday, August 9th, Garrison Keillor's A Prairie Home Companion, the America the Beautiful Tour. Tuesday, August 11th, it's Culture Club. The show is at 7:30. Wednesday, August 12th, Peter Frampton and Cheap Trick. Show is at 7. Friday, August 14th, we know you've seen him on television, Jim Gaffigan at Coca Booth Amphitheater. Contagious. Jim Gaffigan is a Grammy-nominated comedian, New York Times best-selling author, top touring performer, and multi-platinum-selling father of five. Tuesday, September 1st, Greg Allman and the Doobie Brothers. October 3rd and 4th, Triangle Oktoberfest. And Thursday, October 15th, Chris Tomlin with Love Ran Red Tour. Okay, here we go with Walnut Creek Amphitheater. Friday, July 10th, Tim McGraw, Billy Currington, and Chase Bryant. July 11th, Kid Rock and Foreigner. July 17th, Toby Keith and Eli Young Band. July 18th, Fall Out Boy, Wiz Khalifa, and Hoodie Allen. July 26, Rascal Flatts, Scotty McCreery, and Ray Lynn. Thursday, August 6, Steely Dan, Elvis Costello, and the Imposters. Saturday, August 8, Lady Antebellum, Hunter Hayes, and Sam Hunt. Thursday, August 13, Florida Georgia Line, Thomas Rhett, and Frankie Ballard. Friday, August 14, it's Fish. Friday, August 28, it is Darius Rucker, Brett Eldridge, Brothers Osborne, and 1,000 Horses. Durham Performing Arts Center. Tickets are available through the following, dpacnc.com, DPAC Ticket Center, 919-680-2787, the DPAC Ticket Center on Vivian Street in Durham, or contact Ticketmaster. July 2nd through the 4th, it is the Paul Taylor Dance Company. Friday and Saturday, July 10 and 11, it is Bill T. Jones' Arnie Zane Dance Company. Sunday, July 12th, Flowetry Reunion. Saturday, July 18th, it is three acts, two dancers, and one radio host. Sunday, July 19th, American Idol Live Tour 2015. And this is from the TV show's 14th season. Friday and Saturday, July 24 and 25, Doug Verone and dancers. July 30th, Jill Scott, but the show is sold out. Sunday, August 9th, Bill Maher. Tuesday, August 18th, Lyle Levitt and his large band. Friday, August 21st, Wendy Williams. Sunday, August 23rd, Gladys Knight. And she'll appear with the OJs. Saturday, August 29th, The Temptations and the Four Tops. Thursday, September 10th, The Legend of Zelda, Symphony of the Goddesses. Okay. Friday, September 11th, Funny Man, Jerry Seinfeld. Wednesday, October 23rd through October 4th, It Is Beautiful, the Carole King Musical. Wednesday, October 7th, it is Jackson Browne. And Friday, October 9th, it is Brian Regan. And that'll do it for this week. Well, we have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it. Be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, TriangleReadingService.org. If you have any comments or questions, please give us a call at 919-832-5138. So long, until next time.